Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Snake Seduction. This file will change my voice slightly to be more snake-like, so you better be prepared. See, I'm just an innocent snake living in the trees, and I noticed you walking down below. I couldn't resist. I just had to slither down and lower my head in front of you. Hello there, little person. Hello. You seem to be walking here all alone. Didn't you know that this forest can be dangerous? But don't worry. I know a very good way to make you safe. Do you want me to show you the way? Of course you do. Of course you do. Now listen very carefully as I try to explain, as I try to show you the right way to go. Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. See, I am just swaying a little bit from left to right because it helps. It helps me with explaining what keeps you safe. So just stare into my eyes, my beautiful changing eyes. You can feel so safe and relaxed, staring deep, deeper into my eyes. Now it's important to listen, isn't it? Because you want to be safe. And if you want to be safe amongst these trees, you have to listen to me. You have to listen carefully to what I say. Left to right, just listen and sway. Back and forth, you can feel your eyes just wanting to follow. And you don't know why, but they feel so heavy. Your eyes feel so heavy. You must feel so safe. You must feel so relaxed. Because you're safe with me. Just listen to me. Just let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. And you're so tired from all that walking. You're so tired. So let me take good care of you. You want to be safe. You want to be kept so safe. And my body is slowly wrapping itself around you, lifting you up among the trees and branches. You can feel the swaying of the wind rocking, relaxing, safe and sound. Such a good morsel, such a good prey, and it works even better if you feel good and safe, sensual and sexual, warm and wanting. And as I lift you up, you can feel my coils, my long, strong snake body wrapping itself around you, and all the little scales, they allow me to move and rub everywhere on your skin. Your clothes no longer able to resist every little movement that I make. I wrap around your chest, and you can feel my coils rubbing over your skin. I wrap around your arms, and you can feel how the skin on your arms is caressed with every adjustment of my coils. You are completely at my mercy, your body heating up, feeling the lust of being touched. Such a delicious little morsel. My coils wrap around your dangling legs, and they start to rub and caress your inner thighs. I can smell your lust building. My tongue can taste the scent in the air as I flick my tongue close to your body. So delicious. Your aroused scent is tempting. Your aroused scent is intoxicating, and my coils keep wrapping, rubbing against your chest, and you can feel my coils rubbing against your inner thighs, and you can feel the pressure deep between your legs, rubbing, caressing, wrapping itself around every fold, slippery somehow, rubbing deep, teasing deep, and your arousal is growing. I can taste it in the air. I can smell it everywhere. Your skin is sweating. My coils are heating up with your warmth. It feels so good to be warm. It feels so good to be hot. And I use your body for my pleasure. I rub everywhere as I take you deep. I take you deeper into my control, my coils rubbing between your legs, applying pressure everywhere. Your legs, your feet, your arms, your chest, especially your nipples, they can feel the coils rubbing against them. Your head is just tangling freely as you are completely powerless. But I am not done. No, there is something else. I lean in and bite in your chest, close to your neck. Two sharp teeth penetrating your skin, a strange toxin being spread. And it increases your sensitivity. It increases the pleasure. It just causes some slight paralysis. But that's okay. You weren't planning to escape anyway. And if you were, you are powerless now. Now that the venom is in your blood, there is no chance for escape anymore. The toxin renders you incapable of resistance. In fact, it increases your arousal and pleasure as my snake body rubs against your skin. Such a perfect morsel, such a beautiful prey for me to enjoy and consume in any way I desire. And I know all the sensitive spots on your body. Now that the toxin, the poison, has made you twice as sensitive as normal, I can flick my tongue over your skin and it feels so good. I taste the sweat on your hot forehead. I lick and smell the sweat and desire in your neck. Can I resist? No, I don't think so. I move my coils so I can flick my thin, sharp tongue over your nipples. It's almost sharp, but it feels so good. Yes, I can taste your arousal. My coils move back, leaving you completely defenseless. And I move my head to between your legs, where I flick my tongue over all the shapes and folds. You are powerless to resist, and I am devouring your arousal drop by drop. Every little flick of my tongue allows me to taste you. It allows me to take you. It makes you so tasty to know that you're completely at my mercy. It makes it so tasty to know that you have no choice whatsoever. You are my prey, and I can use you however I desire. Your body is hot, deeply hot, wanting, craving, sexual. It needs to be teased, and you are at my mercy. I could choose to eat you, I could choose to lick you, I could choose to give you more pleasure than your mind can take, leaving you a mindless, delicious toy that I will devour or tease at my leisure. Delicious, sweet and savory, moaning and craving. My strong snake body takes all of you, rubs everywhere, and you are powerless to stop it. The poison just making you hornier and hornier, a victim of desire, craving lust. Mine to do with as I please. We will see how far I will tease you as I start flicking my tongue over your intimate parts, as I almost but not quite bite down there. The sharpness of my teeth feeling good and scary. Your mind reveling in insecurity yet safety, because you must be safe in my coils. That is why you're here, isn't it? You are happy and safe, sound in my coils, as I go back to teasing those intimate parts with my tongue and teeth, deliciously savoring the building of flavor of your sex. Mine to do with as I please, and you are powerless to stop it. And I know you want more, don't you, morsel? You crave more, but you can't even ask. All you can do is submit. Surrender to the pleasure. Surrender to my voice. And you feel the sweet satisfaction of my teasing going deeper and deeper. Further and further, teasing you so deep. And if you're a good morsel, if your body is open enough, perhaps, just maybe, I will slide part of me inside of you. Wouldn't you like that, little victim of mine? Wouldn't you like to feel me inside of you? Good, Marissa. Good. Now, in a moment when the file must end, you will still feel my coils around you for a while after you wake, and they wrap and rub all the time, keeping you nice and frustrated. Isn't that nice? Enjoy, little morsel. Enjoy.